Good morning. Welcome to Yucatex's conference call in Apimec to discuss the results for the second quarter of 2012. With us today is Mr. José Antonio Gula Chicavalu, the Executive VP and Investor Relations Officer, accompanied by Mr. Sergio Henrique Ribeiro, Controller. Note that this event is being recorded and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the presentation. Afterwards, we will begin the question and answer session for industry analysts when further instructions will be provided. If you need any assistance during the call, please press *0 to reach to the operator. The audio and slides of the presentation are available via live webcast on Yucatex's Investor Relations website at http://www.yucatex.com.br/IR. The slides may also be downloaded from the webcast platform on the Investor Relations section of Yucatex's website. Please remember that those participating via webcast may direct questions to the company's executives by clicking the Ask the Speaker button. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that forward-looking statements may be made during the conference call concerning Yucatex's business prospects and operating and financial forecasts and targets. These statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of the company's management and on the information currently available. Forward-looking statements involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, given that they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect Yucatex's future results and could cause them to differ from those expressed in these forward-looking statements. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. José Antonio Gula Chicavalu, the Executive VP and Investor Relations Officer, who will comment on the results of the second quarter of 2012. Mr. José Antonio, you may proceed.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for participating in this call, where we intend to present Yucatex's first quarter results in addition to the semester results. In general, it has been a semester with modest results. Our revenues and cash generated grew less than we had forecast in our budget, mainly to a decrease in sales of fiberboard, an increase of second quality in the production of our new MDF line, problem which has already been solved by the replacement of press belts, and finally, as a consequence of a general increase in costs, mainly derived from the VI's devaluation. Going to the second slide, we will begin our presentation, as we normally do, by presenting a kind of a summary of Yucatex Group. We are a traditional Brazilian company established more than 60 years old, very focused on providing raw material to the furniture industry and a variety of final products to the civil construction segment. Besides that, we are also very traditional in exporting wood panels for many different countries, especially our most important one located in the United States, where we have a subsidiary in Atlanta, which also coordinates all of our export activities. We have four different units, all located in the state of São Paulo. We have an annual production capacity of approximately 1 million cubic meters of wood panels. Additionally, which differentiates our company from the majority of the market, we have a variety of finishing lines of finished foil, BP, and painting panels. Besides that, we also have a complete laminate flooring line and certainly the largest wall partition and doors factory in Brazil. Finally, we have a very modern factory for the production of decorative paints and varnishes in Salto, currently among the top five producers in Brazil. Our net revenues in the first half of 2012 reached a little more than 430 million reais, representing an increase of 4.3% comparing to last year's same period. There is some additional information about the Yucatex in this slide, which can be later reviewed at your convenience. Moving to slide number 3, in this slide we present the breakdown of our revenues by product, by segment, and by product in each specific segment. On the left side of the slide, we have the breakdown of revenues by product with no considerable changes from one period to another, except for the growth in importance of decorative paint and varnishes and increase in terms of revenues contribution of the new MDF line. On the right side, same revenues, but at this time broken down by segments. In a similar way, no considerable changes between the two periods. An interesting aspect to notice is the relevant growth of fiberboard exports, which, as a consequence, reduced the share of this product in the furniture industry. At the bottom, we have the combination or contribution of each product to each market segment. Here, it is interesting to notice the variety of different products that our company manufactures, using wood board as the basic raw material, such as wall partition, doors for civil construction, and laminate flooring, which provide an important and profitable alternative to the furniture industry chain supply. Before moving to the next slide, we would like to call your attention to the fact that almost all of our export revenues come from fiberboard, which give us an interesting hedge when working with trade finance lines, since the majority of its raw material do not depend on, nor are influenced by the dollar versus real exchange rate. Slide number 4. In the next sequence of slides, we will review the performance of each of our products, beginning with fiberboard. In spite of having increased our volume sold during this quarter compared to last year's, we were not able to achieve a good capacity utilization, which remained at around 80%. Although our fiberboard unit is not a brand new line, its normal capacity utilization should be around 85% to 86%. Our market share during the second quarter remained stable. However, it experienced a decrease comparing 2012 first half and 2011 first half. The main reason for that was the maintenance stoppage during this year's first quarter. Revenue for the first quarter increased less than the volume, basically as a consequence of the increase in the exported volume. During the first 6 months of 2012, revenues showed a decrease as a result of the mentioned line stoppage in the first quarter. Slide number 5, MDF line. We had a very relevant increase in revenues, growing 45% during the first half of 2012 compared to the same period of 2011, with a better utilization of capacity. Our market share in thin HDF board in the same period increased from 13% to 22%. This can be seen in the graphic on the right side of the slide, showing that while our volume grew 33% during the second quarter, the volume of the market in general grew only 12%. Different from fiberboard panels, resin is a very important raw material in the production of MDF panels. This raw material pressured our costs throughout the semester. Good news is that, now in August, resin prices are being reduced in 9%. Besides that, we are about to mark up panel prices, which will certainly help increase our margin in the second half of the year. Slide number 6, MDP. We reached a capacity utilization of 90%, considering the production of both MDP panel and wood flooring, or just 83%, considering solely the production of MDP panel. Both products, MDP and laminate flooring, share the same press at Botucatu facility. Although we registered a decrease in sold volumes, we experienced an increase in revenues, showing a recovery in MDP prices. In addition to that, we have another increase in price planned for August-September. Our market share increased a little bit, since market in general increased their volumes while Ecotex did not. We have kept our add-value strategy. Almost 100% of MDP sold during this period were with some kind of finishing, therefore attributing some sort of value add. We experienced various cost increases during this quarter, such as resin, paper, chemical in general, basically as a consequence of the increase of the dollar exchange rate. The appreciation in price already implemented and planned has been helping us to keep our margin healthy. Laminate flooring, slide number 7. During this quarter, we had an utilization of capacity of 70%. As this is a seasonal product, we expect an even greater utilization in the second half of the year. That is why we invested in a new line which will double our capacity from 6 million square meters to 12 million square meters and is expected to be ready by the end of the year. During this quarter, we grew less than the market, 2.7% versus 7.9%. If on one hand we experienced the reduction of imported products, on the other we felt the local competitors much more aggressive, mainly Arauco after its merge with Unilever a very big and important laminate flooring manufacturer in Europe. However, our strategy in the laminate flooring segment is very solid. We have a bunch of new products for the second semester and expect to recover the market share we have lost. The negative variation of our revenue is a reflection of, as mentioned, a more aggressive competition and also a poorer product mix with a percentage increase of our economic line. Slide number 8, decorative paints and varnishes. We had a good quarter with volumes increasing more than the market, which also registered a good growth of more than 13%. Our utilization of capacity reached 54%. Our revenues grew in the same path of the volumes. We have just proposed a raise of around 6% to our products to be implemented during August, September. Our decorative paint factory in the Northeast region is currently under construction. We are behind schedule, but we expect to be producing in the beginning of 2013. Through this new facility, we believe we will be able to increase our competitive power, thus increasing not only our market share in the Northeast region, but also our profitability in this market. Slide number 9. Well, this covers what we intended to present regarding the performance of our product. In this next slide, we present a summary of our profit and loss results. As we had mentioned before, we experienced a modest increase in our revenues, 4.3% in the 6 months of 2012 versus 2011, and of 1.6% in the last quarter versus the same period of last year. Our gross margin presents a decrease both in value and in percentage terms, reflecting, as mentioned, in one hand a more competitive market and on the other, a cost pressure. We believe we will be able to recover margins through a series of price increases planned for some of our products, a reduction in cost pressure, especially in resin, which, as mentioned, is experiencing a price reduction of 9% during the current month. In addition, we made a new stoppage in our MDF line during which we replaced pressed belts. The defective belts were causing a great percentage of second quality products, jeopardizing not only our price but also our ability to compete in the market. We also finished the installation of two new sets of equipment, one aiming to reduce the amount of resin in the production process and another aiming to increase, we believe, at least 20% of our production capacity, mainly in thick MDF boards. Our administrative expenses remain stable comparing the two quarters. However, our commercial expenses increased not only in reais but also in percentage terms. This growth has some functional causes, such as increasing marketing expenses, but it also reflects an increase of import sales in CIF mode and the increase in the volume exported, which has greater sale costs than the local market. As a consequence of gross margin reduction and the increase in commercial expenses, we registered a smaller EBITDA of 18.8% against 21.3% for the same period last year. Our net profit remained relatively stable. In one hand, we experienced an increase in our financial expenses, basically as a consequence of the real devaluation, and on the other, in an opposite movement, the recovery of some taxes. Slide number 10. Our net debt registered a relevant increase, around 80%, compared to the same period of last year. Important part for the explanation of this growth is the amount invested by the company during the last 12 months, around 150 million reais, in new finishing lines for board panels, in new equipment to increase the cleaning capacity of our wood recycling unit, besides the plantation of new forests. As of the second semester, we will start a period of smaller investment, just the one related to the sustainability of our activities. The idea is to increase cash generation by taking advantage of all the investment recently made, reducing at the same time the capex so as to bring our net debt versus EBITDA relation back to one time. Before the end of June, the company received the proceeds of the debentures, a net value of approximately 75 million reais with a 2-year grace period and 3 additional years for repayment. Slide number 11. As we mentioned in the last slide, we have just finished a period of strong investments. This period, at least for the medium term, has come to an end. And our objective for the next month is to take advantage of the investment made and generate more cash flows so as to reduce our total debt. Total capex for this year is expected to be around 90 million. We already spent 70 million during the first 6 months of 2012. Slide number 12. We currently own almost 46,000 hectares of planted forest in the state of São Paulo, with an average radius of 120 kilometers from south and 25 kilometers from Botucatu. These radius may vary depending on which farm are being harvested. During the last semester, we planted approximately 2,100 hectares and plan to plant 4,500 in the entire year. We are practically self-sufficient in terms of wood, buying around 10% to 15% of our wood needs in the market whenever we see good opportunities. Eucatex has the most important certificate, ISO 14001 and the Green Seal, which states that its forests are well managed. We also participate and sponsor many other environmental programs. On the right side, we present how the productivity of our forests has improved throughout the years. Up to 2010, the values are real, obtained from forests already harvested. The production for the years 2014 and 2018 to be expected, obtained through the inventories made in our planted forests. Eucatex has developed a unique wood recycling program. We currently generate all the thermal energy needed for the south of the city, hardboard and MDF lines, using recycled biomass. In this first semester, we recycled almost 47,000 tons of wood waste coming from different sources around South City. Finally, as an exercise to demonstrate the financial viability of this project, we compare what would be the cost of acquiring the same amount of wood in the market and the cost actually incurred to obtain the recycled material. The result is that we saved almost 2.5 million reais. As of the second semester, after the completion of our investments aiming to increase the cleaning capacity of our line, we will gradually start the use of recycled wood also in the production process, therefore increasing the sales in the wood market purchases. Slide number 13. Finally, in this slide, we show the performance of our shares value compared to Ibovespa in the last 2 years, ending in June 2012. We also present companies' book value by the end of the second quarter and the multiples we were traded at that time. Well, this was the last slide of our presentation. Now we are pleased to answer all the questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session for investors and analysts. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Or if you prefer to send your question over the internet, click on the Ask the Speaker button on the webcast platform. If your question is answered during the session, you may remove it from the line by pressing star 2. The questions will be answered in the order they are received. We ask that you use the handset when asking the question in order to maintain excellent sound quality. Please stand by while we collect the questions. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. And another reminder, to ask a question, it's star then 1. Thank you. That concludes the question and answer session for investors and analysts. And I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. Jose Antonio.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for participating in our call. I believe at the end of the presentation, you will find all the information of our IR team. So if you have any additional questions, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you and good afternoon.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.